All right, well, welcome to Hope Chapel, Huntington Beach. My name is Zach Iflin. I'm actually the youth pastor here, and I am so excited to be here today. Pastor Paul and Ainsley have graciously let me be here to teach and preach and share with you today yet again, and so I'm going for it. So I'm excited for today. Well, as many of you know, not only am I the youth pastor, but I also run a nonprofit called Surfing the Nations here with my lovely wife, Karis, and it has been an amazing season, not only last year, but the start of this year has been good, but just overall, our career with them has been fabulous. It's been over 10 years now, and we have learned so much along the way. It is absolutely ridiculous. But all that being said, I'm going to kind of mash up my experiences from what I've learned as a missionary with Surfing the Nations, what I've learned as a young man, what I've learned on staff, and just kind of give you guys something I think really good to chew on today. So stay with me. It's going to be very active. That all being said, I remember when Pastor Paul revealed where he wanted to take our church, Hope Chapel, with a theme this year in 2021. And that theme was already won in 2021, as many of you may know. And I remember just kind of instinctually liking it. I was like, yes, I like it. Let's do it. I get it. Let's go. However, even though we have in fact already won because of the love that Jesus has given us, the mercy and the grace that he has given us, it doesn't excuse the need for us to stay fit, okay? So today's message, well, actually, today's message isn't really a message. It's more of a spiritual workout. So Hope Chapel will be our gym of choice today. And if I did have to title this message, I would title it Commit to Be Fit. Okay, so committing to be fit, and I want us to be really spiritually fit. Okay, so the problem here is time is flying. We're already in, kind of coming into the end of the first quarter of 2021. It is like evaporating before us, and I'm already planning for summer. I'm already planning for fall. If your weeks are anything like mine, it's nonstop 100%. It's like 5 a.m. baby wake-up calls, it's weekend family events, it's vision meetings, it's staff meetings, it's emails coming out of my ears, it's car repairs, it's church meetings, and it's maybe a surf if I get lucky. So it's just like nonstop machine gun style. And so often I come to church to get fed. This is just me speaking personally. I don't know about you, but I come to church to get fed, but I leave and I don't apply it. I listen, but I get distracted. Or I just pound down like 5 donuts. literally, you could ask the ladies at the Koinonia Cafe. It's like I'm always snacking. So that's what I get sometimes out of church. Not all the time. But that's the immaturity of who I am, and sometimes that's what I get. And so today we're doing a spiritual workout. We need to keep our spiritual man or spiritual woman in shape and fit, okay? So I've learned over the last, as I said, decade with my missions work at Surfing the Nations that when we stay spiritually fit, we stay healthy. And I've learned how, because of staying spiritually fit, I've learned to be a better man. I've learned to grow my friendship with the Lord. I've learned to stay more obedient. And I've learned to do more adventurous things. So I love spiritual workouts. They keep me fit. They keep me sustainable. And that's where we're going today. Okay? So I'm going to give you guys 3 spiritual workouts. And I, again, want to encourage you that this is not just me talking to you today or giving you a message. We will be practicing things. So you need to have pen or paper. You're going to be actually taking time to think about it or do things in this service. So be prepared. Grab a pen right now. Grab some paper or get your iPad out. Pull up chairs to be ready. Don't be distracted. This is like us doing our P90X workout in front of the TV. We're not stopping until it's done, and we're taking short 30-second water breaks, okay? So we're really going to go for it. So be prepared, okay? All right. Well, that being said, our first workout, we're going right into it, is one of my favorites, all-time favorites. It's generosity, the spiritual workout of generosity, okay? I'm not talking about tithing. That's a whole separate message. I'm talking about going above and beyond and giving abundantly. Yes, this is what I'm talking about, okay? So generosity has changed my life. One of my first missions trips with STN, Surfing the Nations, was to Israel, Egypt, and Jordan. Three very wild places for a young guy coming from Orange County, from Huntington Beach. And I remember just the whole scenario of getting there. In itself, just getting there was almost like a missions trip for me. Okay, so just raising funds, talking about it, believing that I'm actually gonna go to these far off places I've only read of or seen or heard in a National Geographic magazine. And it's just like, just that in itself, the faith and the process of that is sometimes just so amazing. But I remember one of my friends, after doing a lot of fundraising, I was thinking that a lot of businesses were gonna help me and a lot of family members were going to help me, and a lot of elder people that were a little bit more established in their career at the time were going to help me. And I found that that was a challenge. And to my surprise, he's one of my good friends now, but at the time we were just kind of in the same circle, but we weren't besties, we weren't bros, we were just friends. And he came to, I think, a spaghetti dinner kind of fundraiser thing that I was doing. And, you know, I was a little bit down because I was like, I'm only really getting friends here, my peers. And at the time I was just out of college, like, what are these guys going to actually help me do to get to this country? Like, they're working valet jobs, they're in school, or they don't work. How's this actually going to happen? And he called me over to his house, I think 2 days later or so, and he gave me a check, and I didn't even look at it because I was just stoked he was even going to help me get to Israel, Egypt, and Jordan. And as I was driving home, I opened the check, and it was for $1,000. And that was just mind-blowing, mind-blowing for me. The generosity that I would have never expected from a young guy in his, at the time, probably early 20s, was just absolutely mind-blowing. I couldn't believe that this guy was basically paying for probably a third or a fourth of the trip at the time. And that literally got me to Israel, Egypt, and Jordan. That momentum, that spiritual push, that encouragement, that generosity that I had no idea he was capable of. So I love generosity, okay? Absolutely love it. Let's look. Open and read with me, whether that's electronically or paper version of your Bible. Open Proverbs 11, 24. We're going to be in Proverbs 11. We're going to read verse 24 and 25, okay? So grab your Bible. It says, "One gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give and only suffers want. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered." This little scripture right here, to me, is all about generosity. And one of the reasons why I love this scripture is because it's just about you will be enriched. Water others, you yourself will be watered. Okay? So I love it. I love it. And it's just so counterculture. One gives freely, yet grows richer. How do you give but grow richer? It doesn't even make sense, but it's so good and it's so godly. It's just a principle in his kingdom and his character, and that's why I love it. Generosity is a mind-blowing concept, and it changes people's lives, okay? So here's what we're going to do, our generosity workout. I want you to take 1 minute to ask God who you can give something to literally today. I don't care if it's time. I don't care if it's money, a car, food, clothes, an education, a tuition. It doesn't matter to me. The workout that we're about to take for 1 minute is going to be you asking specifically, Lord, who do you want me to give to? And Lord, what do you want me to give? So take a minute with me right now and just focus on what the Lord is speaking. All right. Now, I gave you 1 whole minute to focus on what the Lord was speaking, because over the years, I have found that when I ask people to be silent for 1 minute, it's almost torturous. And it is so hard to discern what we're thinking, what the Lord is speaking, and what we're actually going to do about it. The good news is, if you haven't really heard from the Lord lately, I want to encourage you, He does speak daily, hourly, minutely. The better news is, if you didn't hear him speak, be encouraged, because God gave you a brain and you can choose to decide how you want to be generous. And the Lord will still bless you in the art and the practice of being generous, even if you just make a willingly chosen decision. Okay? So let me pray with you real fast as we kind of complete this workout. So pray with me. And say these words after me. Lord, thank you so much. Thank you so much for all that you have given me. You have blessed me. You have taken care of me. You're in charge. And I love that you're in charge. Thank you, Jesus, for just being a good, good father. Lord, would you give me the courage to give something away today to someone just because it's a good thing to do. We love you, Lord, and we know you're going to take care of me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's our first workout, okay? Generosity is simultaneously the best obedience tool and evangelism tool, in my opinion, for a lot of different reasons. All right, are you ready? Shake it out. We're going into workout two, okay? Affirmation. Affirmation. The best part of my day is when someone gives me a legitimate compliment or job well done kind of pat on the back. You know, as I was dating and courting my wife, of course, we read the classic 5 Love Languages by Gary Chapman. Many of you know it's that purple book that looks very girly, and I picked that up and I was like, I'm not reading that thing. This is like a Dear Diary romance book, but it's an amazing book. And I learned through that book, 2 of my kind of dominant love languages are words of affirmation and gifts. I love it. I was stoked to let my new wife know I'd really, really appreciate nice things said to me. And if she was really going to love me well, at the end of the day, I'd come home and she'd say something beautiful or caring or just so intentional, and maybe even have a new surfboard right there wrapped up for me. I would just, that was just like my heart's desire. And, you know, I would try to speak her love language. I would take her on a drive to the post office and have some quality time, or maybe the car detail shop. No, I'm just joking with you, but that is not how you get quality time jammed in by multitasking, and I've learned that the hard way. So, gentlemen, do not try to have quality time going to the post office. That's not considered a date. I learned that. So the point is, when you can learn the art of affirmation, it doesn't matter who you are, it changes the game. The art of affirmation changes everything, okay? So again, open with me, read in your word. We're going to go to Ephesians 4:29. Ephesians 4:29. So turn there with me, okay? It says, "Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear." I like Ephesians 4:29. I like it actually for two reasons. One is, but it says, but only such a word. It says, don't let any unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as good for edification. That to me just like popped off my page. Just only, these are only the types of words I should use. That should be a massive clue to you how important affirmation is, okay? I also liked it because it says, use it according to the need of the moment, which means you have to use discernment and wisdom and intuition for what needs to be said, okay? Let's go to another scripture. So flip with me back to Proverbs chapter 15. Okay, I'll give you a minute there. Proverbs 15, verse 23. Proverbs 15, 23 says, "A man has joy in an apt answer, and how delightful is a timely word." So of course, apt is not a commonly used word in today's vocabulary, or at least not in my demographic. So I looked that up a bit, and it means appropriate or suitable. A man's joy, a woman's joy, is in an appropriate, suitable answer. And how delightful. Even that word, delightful. Who goes around saying, "Oh, I'm just so delighted to be here today," or "That was a delightful coffee"? That's almost uncommon. But a delightful and timely word. This is good. This is the power of affirmation. Things become delightful that maybe used to be sour. And if it's suitable, it brings joy, okay? So are you ready? We're going into workout number two, okay? Our affirmation workout. Our affirmation workout. I want to ask you to take 30 seconds to ask God for three people, not one, not two, but three people you can write a letter to. You can text, you can email, you can DM, and I would like you to compliment them or thank them or encourage them or, of course, affirm them in who they are or what they're trying to be or what they've done in your life or around you or what you've witnessed, okay? So we're going to take 30 seconds right now, and I want you to just ask God, who are these three people that I can start to affirm and encourage and thank and just compliment? Ready? Go. All right, 30 seconds. Again, sometimes it just feels like eternity being quiet by ourselves, asking the Lord to speak to us, but it's so good, okay? I want to ask you, pray with me again. We're just going to seal every little workout we do with just speaking back to God, trying to listen. So pray with me and repeat after me. Lord, we love you. Thank you for just speaking to us. Give us a word of who we can affirm. Is it a parent? Is it a boss? Is it an ex-wife or ex-husband? Is it the homeless guy we know on the corner of 7-Eleven? Is it our kids? Is it fellow employees? Is it a neighbor that always is a little bit too nosy or maybe a little bit sour? Lord, give us a word of who we are supposed to just simply affirm. So Jesus, we're just believing that you are going to give us the exact people to just encourage and love on today. Amen. All right. I know I sometimes pray a little fast, but it's because I'm getting excited. The workout's flowing, my blood's going, so stay with me, okay? Remember, affirmation is a game changer. All right, no water breaks. We're going into workout number three, the final one, okay? This is the big guy. It's called prayer. All right. I'm so thankful my parents pray for me. I'm so thankful my grandparents pray for me. My in-laws pray for me. My staff pray for me. I've even heard my little kids pray for me. I got a lot of people praying for me. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say, you probably have a lot of people praying for you. Whether or not you know it, it's kind of irrelevant. The point is, prayer is huge. Okay. Now, I grew up kind of learning prayer here in Orange County in Huntington Beach, where I'm from, the regular way. Prayed at dinner time, prayed going to bed, prayed for my family, prayed when I needed something, prayed when I messed up. But although that was in fact learning prayer, I lacked quite a bit of intimacy, and I was really brought to my attention when I started serving with Surfing the Nations, okay? So I want to kind of just share with you what that experience was like. I arrived at Surfing the Nations, which is on the home base is on Oahu, Hawaii, and I arrived, I was excited, I had packed my bags, I had overpacked my bags, I was an OCD, an excessive compulsive kind of packer, just way too much stuff, way past the weight limits. And you know, as a guy coming from Huntington Beach, just anticipating the excitement of serving Jesus, but also in Hawaii. So I was amping, okay? But that day I arrived, my beautiful girlfriend at the time, Karis, who is now my lovely wife, picked me up from the airport, got me an orchid lei, and off we went to go to the base. And as we arrived, I was surprised that we went straight into what Surfing the Nations calls our Sabbath day. Now, as a nonprofit, a humanitarian nonprofit at that, we do a ton of service, a ton of community service projects, a ton of adventuring, a ton of serving, a ton of things in community together with people from all over the world. And those things were really attractive to me. But what I kind of had failed to realize or research was the reason why they were getting all these amazing, you know, productivity and fruit was because internally they were very much focused on character growth, your relationship with the Lord, and training you. And so I arrived on Sabbath day and I didn't even get to unpack my bags. We went straight into Sabbath day, which is fasting, prayer, worship, testimonies, teaching. So I had just flown 6 hours. I was tired already a little bit, but went straight into fasting. And for me, that was not a common workout, so to speak, that I was used to. And my Hawaii expectation was a little bit off as well. I wasn't on the beaches of Haleiwa or on the South Shore in Waikiki. I was in like the armpit of Oahu, Foster Village. It was kind of a ghetto neighborhood. And, you know, it was just a little bit of a reality check with where I was going to serve. But one thing I remember was I was very excited that my mom had taught me the armor of God. For like 12 or 15 years, she would pray the armor of God over me and my brother and sister before we would go to school. So that was what I knew was good prayer. But I didn't get my butt kicked by the surf. I got my tail kicked by prayer. And I was surrounded by kind of black belts of prayer. And that was so good for me. Okay, so we're going to go to Ezekiel. Go with me to Ezekiel right now. We're going old school, Old Testament, Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30. Okay? Look here, it says, I looked for someone among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on my behalf of the land so I would not have to destroy it, but I found no one. Underline that. Circle that. But I found no one. I learned about this scripture for the first time really when I was at Surfing the Nations, and it just caught my radar really attentive. Okay. I looked for someone among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land so I would not have to destroy it, but I found no one. God is looking for us to stand in the gap for our people and our city. He wants to use you to save people and save our city from a lot of things. Not just a spiritual saving process, but relationally, financially, emotionally, economically, all these things. He is looking for us to stand in that gap, okay? So our prayer workout right now is I would like for you to take 30 seconds again and literally pray out loud for the needs of others. Not your needs right now, the needs of others. So pray with me. Yeah, Lord, we're just so thankful for all the things you've done in our lives. We know that you're looking to us to stand in the gap for many, many people, for many, many things. So, Lord, I'm just asking that you would use us. Just repeat after me. Use me, Lord, to speak into things life. Use me, Lord, to bless others that don't deserve it. Use me, Lord, to pray and believe for great and wonderful things to happen to our city and to my network of people. In Jesus' name, amen. This is a good thing to do. If you have not prayed out loud for someone in your family, do it today beyond this workout. When you come back to church, do it for someone at this church. Well, that is our three main workouts, but I do want to give you one kind of bonus workout. That's what a good personal trainer always does, right? You think you're done with the set and they go, bonus round. Well, I got a little bonus round for you. We're not going to focus on it so much right now, but I want you to take it and practice it in your next maybe quiet time or devotional time. So it's an oldie but a goodie, and it's just a journaling technique called SOAP. It's an acronym called SOAP. S-O-A-P, okay? This is a great practice for studying and applying God's word, okay? Knowing God's word better is the best way to become better friends with him, and he desires friendship with us, okay? So knowing his word is going to increase friendship with him, okay? So I want you to soap on this year's 2021 theme, not the theme itself, but the scripture that supports that theme. And that's Romans 8:37. Okay. So write that down. Romans 8:37 is what I would love for you, whether that's individually or as a couple or as a family or as a group of friends, to soap on that. Romans 8:37. S stands for scripture. Pick a scripture, which we just did, and write it out word for word. O stands for observation. We want you to observe and figure out what is happening in and around this scripture. You might have to read above and beyond to get more context, but what's happening culturally, timely, all these things, write that out. What are you observing, okay? A is application or apply it, okay? We want you to not just read the word, we want you to do the word. So apply it to your life, literally, this week, this day. How are you going to do it, okay? The Lord loves obedience, all right? And the P is pray. Pray, write out a prayer. This becomes a really cool prayer journal log for you. So as you write out your prayer, don't be afraid to reflect back on that from a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, okay? So that's our bonus round. Our bonus workout is soaping the scripture that came with our 2021 theme of already won, okay? In 2021. All right, well, it's my hope today that in our simple workouts, you will feel not like you just attended church, but you did church. Matter of fact, you were church. That is a good kind of church to be at. So that's my hope for you today. Just commit to be fit and watch the favor of the Lord sustain your life. I hope you have an amazing day, and I hope to see you next week. Thanks.
I want to thank you for joining us today at Hope Chapel Huntington Beach. It's our desire to bring the teachings of this church to others globally. If today's message has brought you closer to Jesus, we want to know. Can you send us an email to office@hopechapelhb.org? Would you consider supporting this ministry financially? You can give securely online at hopechapelhb.org/give. If a check is your preferred method, you can send a mailed check to Hope Chapel, P.O. Box 548, Huntington Beach, California 92648. If you want to be contacted by Hope Chapel, would you consider subscribing to our weekly newsletters at hopechapelhb.org/subscribe? Whatever season of life you're in, we want to go through it with you. We want to thank you once again for joining us, and God bless you.